This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. First, it was Mitsubishi, Ford, and a car company called Holden. Now, Toyota says it'll stop making cars in Australia by 2017. The BBC's Phil Mercer joins us from Sydney. Phil, good morning.
Morning to you, David.
Give us a sense of why so many automakers are essentially stopping their production in Australia.
Well, Toyota is blaming high manufacturing costs, and Holden, owned by General Motors, is going. Ford will be on its way. So Toyota really is the last man standing. And when Holden decided to call it a day, it cited a perfect storm of negative influences, including the high strength of the Australian dollar, the high costs of production here, and arguably, the company said, the most competitive and fragmented auto market in the world.
It's an interesting argument, Phil, this idea that the high Australian dollar is such a factor. It is often very difficult to predict currency levels even tomorrow or a month from now. And here's a decision. They're looking out over years with the view that the Australian dollar is just going to stay high.
Well, it's ironic that Toyota and the other car makers have been blaming a high Australian dollar just at the time when it's been sinking. It spent much of the past three or so years above the value of its American cousin. But this year, and certainly in the last few months, it's fallen quite dramatically, losing between 10 and 15% of its value. And if it continues to fall, perhaps those arguments might seem far less relevant. And certainly when you look at the reaction, the Prime Minister of Australia, he's very upset that Toyota is leaving the country, and the trade unions say it could spark a recession in this country as well.
The BBC's Phil Mercer in Sydney. Thank you.
Thank you, David.